Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome back. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. My name is Issa Martel, and today is Friday, the 9th of Shawwal, 1442, which corresponds to Friday, May 21st, 2021. So we have this Israeli and Palestinian fighting going on, and it's something that is kind of, more than kind of interesting to me. They have been fighting. I think this current spark of fight has probably been like 20 years or something. I remember seeing it start, and I think it was around right before 9/11 happened, or shortly after or something. So this is like a 20-year, well, it's been more than that, since then, but this current thing has been going on since then, I believe. But in any case, my issue or confusion with this is when it comes to Americans supporting Israel, right? A lot of people just blankly say, pray for Israel or whatever, something like that in some way. But as a, I was going to say as a Muslim, but not even as a Muslim, just as someone who cares about people or oppression or this type of thing, it should be bothersome when you see this happening, and particularly with what Israel does in response to some Hamas attack or something like this. I mean, first we have the basic problem, which is what keeps the fighting going on, and that's Israel taking land and homes from people and just doing some, basically that's an ethnic type of thing. They want only Jews there, and they're basically ethnically cleansing it, which is similar to what Hitler was doing, but nobody sees Israel in this manner. And I was listening to somebody else talk about this, and they had mentioned that it's because it's not presented in this manner, right? It's not the fact of Israel wanting to have it be just all Jews is not viewed as a racist type of thing. I don't know why. I don't know. But it's just not in, like, in a cultural consciousness, I guess. It's not like, it's not triggering the alarm of racism. But when they're doing these actions, how can we say it's something else? It's kind of difficult too. But here we are today, May 21st, we have Israel security forces use stun grenades and rubber bullets against Palestinians outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where thousands of worshippers have been attending Friday prayers, puncturing a half day of calm brought by a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A CNN journalist at the mosque compound said dozens of Israeli officers hit journalists with batons and tried to point rifles at them, calling them liars when they showed them their press cards. The officers moved on to the compound as thousands of worshippers chanted in solidarity with Gaza and the Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, where some Palestinian families are facing evictions. By who's evicting them? Now I doubt they're facing eviction because they can't pay the rent, probably because their families have owned these homes for hundreds of years. So it's, how are they being evicted? One wonders. An Israeli police spokesperson said the officers were responding to a riot by hundreds of young Palestinians that included the throwing of stones at police forces. CNN witnessed people, including screaming children, fleeing the scene to the sound of stun grenade blasts. The Palestinian Red Crescent said it treated 20 injuries following clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police at the compound. Two police were taken to the to hospital, while the rest were treated in the field, the aid group said. The mosque and evictions have been flashpoints in the recent conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. And here's another thing. And this is CNN, so it is has every news agency has its leaning, but why doesn't it just say the mosque and evictions have been flashpoints in the recent conflict between Israel and Hamas, right? Every at this point, why it's Hamas. Because, instead of saying the Palestinian militant group Hamas, right, they don't say, they don't have any adjectives in front of Israel, so, or even the Palestinian group Hamas, right, they put the militant in there, the militant group, so that's the only thing they are, they're nothing else. They have no other, things that they do, which is, I don't know. But anyway, which according to Hamas-run health ministry left. So here, this is interesting. So just ha in the previous part of the sentence, it says the Palestinian militant group Hamas, which according to the Hamas-run health ministry, so the militant group has a health ministry, which they run. So I don't know. It would make them more than a militant group if you also have hospitals and stuff, I would think, but I don't know. Left 243 Palestinians in Gaza dead, including 66 children and 12 in Israel, including two children who died from militant fire, according to the IDF and Israel's emergency service. Of course, militant fire, did it. Did it. It wasn't Israeli snipers or anything like that. But yeah, so it's fascinating. So I see, like I was saying, I see these Christians put up back Israel, and it always, it kind of boggles my mind because and they the reason is because they use some sort of biblical text or something. Excuse me. So they try to connect it to some sort of a biblical thing, which is the thing that the issue that I have. And it's because, they then, if they're doing it from a biblical point of view, it's in alliance with Jews, not really Israel, the modern Zionist government. And if it's with, then if that comes down to what the criteria is or whatever. Sorry, the cable, I was tangled up on my sweatshirt. So so if that is the qualification, so that they're using, right? The Jews of biblical time, did not accept Jesus as their Messiah, right? Who they were awaiting. So they said, no, Jesus is not the Messiah. Nor is he the Son of God. Nor is he God. And then, this Trinity thing, nope, that isn't it either. He didn't rise from the dead. All these things. They don't believe that. Nothing about Jesus they believe to be true. You can even go further and these people of Jesus' time, basically turned him over to the state to be executed. So that's who they're allying with, when they say this. And then you have Muslims who they're against by default in this area of the world, in this conflict. It's Israel, the Jewish state that is trying to make a Jewish, all Jewish state, all Jewish land, is against, having Muslims there. So if you're picking a side, which you don't have to, of course, you don't have to pick a side, but these people who are Christian pick a side when they post images of, praying hands or something and say, pray for Israel, or I stand by Israel, or whatever. Now you're choosing a side, right? And if you're Christian and choosing that side, that's the issue that I have. You're choosing the side of the people that reject everything about your religion, except for the part that is their religion, but they reject everything that you say about Jesus. And had gone so far in their rejecting that they basically had him executed. So the other side, though, are the Muslims, the Palestinians, right? So the Muslims believe that Jesus existed, that Jesus was born from the Virgin Mary, that Jesus was the Messiah to the Jews, right? Muslims believe that Jesus ascended to heaven. Muslims don't believe Jesus was crucified, right? So obviously Jesus didn't rise from the dead either then. But Muslims believe that Jesus ascended to heaven and will return again to fight the Antichrist and to clarify things about his nature and so forth, right? So there's this, right? At least there is, from a religious point of view, because you're making it about religious, the Christians that are doing this, that is, you are making this about religion by using religion as the context to which you choose a side. All right, so now it's about religion. So if you're going to use that, then logically you would choose the Muslim side, right? Wouldn't you, if you're looking at the two sides and your context, your thing is religious based, who is more in agreement with your religion, right? Who is in more agreement with it? The one side that totally disbelieves everything about your religion and your God, I guess, Jesus. They disbelieve everything that you are making the claim of Jesus with. Whereas the other side, shares, they're not 100% the same exact belief, but the majority of things Muslims share the belief with. So then you have to think, like, why wouldn't they do this? Why wouldn't the Christian body that does this, that, sides with Israel, like backing, like automatically, right? I mean, there's the people that do under the context of they're the only democracy in the Middle East and blah, blah, blah. But like I said, this is to those people who do so on the religious pretext, which a lot of people do. So I feel that the reason they do this, or they don't side with Muslims here, is because that would then have to open that door that they are similar, right? That there is a similarity between Muslims and Christians. And from my experience, Christians don't like to acknowledge that, right? And my belief in this is that, my belief in the reason why is that then you would have Christians investigating Jesus in Islam, right? Which then I feel is where the Christians leave Christianity, and then they might convert to Islam. Because there could be, Christians, like, and this could be any religion, but we're speaking about Christians here. They might be culturally Christian or whatever, they were raised Christian and whatnot, but, they aren't fully into being religious because of some odd questions or something, like the concept of the Trinity. And nowadays, I think a lot more people are educated about other cultures from the time of Jesus and previous, and you see, so people can see, like, similarities possibly with pagan religions, or the pagan deities that had existence, and so forth up until the time of Jesus. Whereas prior, basically, to the internet, yeah, that is kind of was much more difficult to do. And so you had a general ignorance, but now that ignorance is gone. And you know, you have to deal with this type of thing now. And if you are like one of these big power evangelical Christian leaders, you know, I don't see why you would readily share that type of information. You know what I mean? From like the sense that you it's very possible that you can lose chunks of your congregation. But now that I just think of this, those types of people probably wouldn't, because that seems much more cult-like behavior. Maybe they do say that there is similarities. I don't know. I'd never heard them say it. I never heard them say it, but you know, maybe they do say, but then they twist something else. Or maybe they don't even actually have to twist anything. They can just say that Muslims don't believe Jesus was God or is God, and they don't believe that he was crucified. That's all true statements, and I'm sure from a Christian perspective that sounds insane, you know. So it is what it is. Oh, that's my thoughts on, you know, Palestine, the Palestinian part of the issue of things that are going on. you know, so I was reading through some internet stuff just now before I started to record this, and in one of the groups that I'm in, someone asked if there's any other Muslims, and someone left a comment. I mean, this was the only one, you know, negative comment that came up. Some person said, yes, reveal yourselves. And, you know, it was weird because the comments, you know, were all positive comments and everything. And the group is a very niche type of smaller group that's relatively new. It's about armored combat, so there is that. So this person asked, and then one of the responses was that this guy said, yes, reveal yourselves. So it actually like offended like a whole lot of people. But something is interesting, like with this stuff, is that it attracts like this certain mindset, and the before I continue, I'm kind of scrolling through stuff here too, so you can't see me, but my response to that comment was, if that was, I said, I don't know if that was meant to be joking or not, but if you, I forgot how I wrote it, and they deleted the thing, so I can't go back and read it. But it was something like, if you want, I could yell at you in Arabic while we're fighting, with the intention to trigger a PTSD attack, or like, and so you'd collapse. I don't know. It's something like this, but it was like, my thing was like, I can try to force you to have a PTSD episode. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, But that's like what it is with these people, and I see this online and a lot of groups that do anything kind of medieval. It seems like medieval, and then you have the like military type shooting type game, like a Call of Duty type of thing, like the online gaming and that aspect, and the like medieval role play, even though this isn't role playing, this is armored combat, is like a more sport. There's no role playing aspect at all, but there is for other things. But these people go there, and it attracts this type of mindset. And you know, it's kind of weird. Weird, you would say a comment like that. You kind of like out yourself. Like, what do you think? Especially, because all these comments were like, quote unquote, positive. You know, they were like tagging other people. Like, they were tagging, non-Muslims were tagging the Muslims that they knew did armored combat in here, so that they would be like, yeah, here's other Muslims, you know. So it was a positive type of reaction. But, you know, there's this one guy. And so my thing, like I was saying, why would you, you're kind of outing yourself as being that guy, that one guy. And what did you think would happen from that post? Like, you'd, all these other people would rally up behind you and start commenting that they don't like Muslims, or, you know, yeah, no, like, do this, you're the enemy. You know, it's crazy. You're crazy. Like, what? Why would you do that? Like, what did you think the response would be? So it's really bizarre, a really bizarre mentality. But you see it, and these people are normally tools anyway. But I don't know. Strange things. So I'm at about a half hour. I had another topic to talk about, but I think I will save that and just put this out. So thanks for listening. And, you know, think about that Palestinian stuff going on and this type of thing. And we'll talk more next time. Thanks a lot. Assalamu alaikum. Have a good day.